The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh,
you are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
Gentle Silverwing Show for the 29th of May, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me as always, Malam, my girl, the Burning of Maloy, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Destroyer of Dragons, the Scourge of Sky Shrine, and the reason we have a majority is warning at the top of the show,
Elbridgena!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel. That's OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR Elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. With us this week, the Dwarven Overlord! Director...
Well, where? Where? What?
Right there!
The Director of Global Community Relations for Sony Online Entertainment, Linda Frass Carlson! Woo!
Good to be back.
How are you doing today?
Me?
Yeah, you!
Elquin.
You!
She's the important one. I'm good. It's about 100 degrees out here, and so...
You know, we're losing you there. We're losing your signal. Let me try connecting with you again.
Okay,
just a second.
Ramp up the hamsters.
Ramp up the hamsters. We're losing Bruce. Okay, let's call her again. Hello, Brass.
All right, we'll try this again. I can't say as our connection is ever very good here up on the farm.
Yeah. Always much better when you call me from the office.
I agree, but I had to get out of there tonight.
Before something bad happened to the office, is that what you're saying?
Yes, before I set it on fire.
They find Paestro stuffed in an oven somewhere.
Yeah, possibly. That lad really gets up my nose sometimes. No, he's terrific to work with. I can't imagine being without him, even though he's only been there for about, a year and a half. Yeah, so I made him sign in blood when he was hired, 4 years minimum, or he dies.
Ooh.
It's an easy choice.
Well, I would have to choose, time.
Exactly. Come yeah, on. Yeah, indeed.
I would, but then again, I've never worked under you.
That's true.
Contra-
yes, and you might.
Work yeah. Under her? Isn't that kind of short to the ground?
Oh!
That's low.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was.
Short jokes here.
Contra-
I'm sorry you left yourself open for it. It was like...
I'm going to get my revenge on you guys sometime this year. Like, maybe around PAX East, because... That's coming up in Labor Day weekend or so, and that'll take me up to the Seattle area.
Ooh.
And I might just have to stop by and turn the tables and, you know, put you guys on the hot seat to do some interviewing, get some secret videos of the place where you dwell, you know, cellars and dungeons and all.
That would
sort
rock.
Of thing.
You're coming up to the Seattle area, you're staying with us.
No. Staying at a nice fancy hotel where people make me bed and bring me chocolates on my pillow and all that stuff.
We can probably arrange to get the days off to actually go this time.
Yeah, that sounds good.
No. What I'm going to do... Well, you can certainly do that, but I bet you can't get tickets to PAX anymore. I think they sold out in like 3 hours flat or something.
Wow.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to book an extra day either before or after PAX, and that's the day that we're going to descend upon you and do some filming of your secret hideaway.
Woo-hoo.
And find out how it is you do what you do over on the Jekyll Silverwing show.
Hey, there we go, and you can put it on your podcast.
Actually, it will be a bit of a video we're doing.
Excellent.
So we're going to be interviewing you, finding out all your deepest, darkest, dankest secrets. And if we can't blackmail you for them, we'll put it on YouTube.
Wait. Does that mean I have to get dressed?
Mm-hmm.
I can't
pants
just...
are not optional.
Oh, man. Well...
Do not do a Monty Python.
Well, for you, Brass, okay. I'll put on pants.
That's very kind of you. I don't even know what kind of an ESRB rating we would get if you didn't have some pants on. So anyway, that's a new concept that we've got that we call fan site raids, and we're hoping to do 6 of them in the course of the year.
Hmm.
And I know that Tony and Donna Pryor just finished filming down at Planetside Universe over in San Antonio. So we figure we'd start scheduling out the rest. So Labor Day weekend, either just before or just after, we're coming to assault your sensibilities.
Well, you know what? That sounds absolutely fine by me. And
grand.
I'll have
my people talk to your people.
But you are your people.
I got lots of people.
Look, I have a collection of minions. There's like, you know, 8 of them. We're about to hire a 9th. So, you know, I have people to boss around.
Replying to a tell here, apparently someone who won an item on Kiting Elquin did not receive their prize, so I'm going to have them send me. It's not that I didn't send it out, they probably just didn't receive it. I mean, you're talking about the U.S. Postal Service here. So, send me an in-game mail, and I will look into it, or send another item. Here we go.
We'll make it right.
I'll make it right. I want to make sure that, you know, this isn't a fraud here. I'm not just saying we're having a contest and not following through here. Or maybe I just went brain dead and completely forgot. Either way, send
like
me an...
that's never happened.
Never. Either way, send me an in-game mail. Let me see. That was Nichelle. Send me an in-game mail with your information again, because I delete my email as soon as I read them. Or my in-game mail, that is. I actually have real emails saved back for like 5 years. Why? I don't know. I just don't like to delete anything, I guess. But yeah, send me your information again. I will check it out, and if I can't find anything, well, I will just send something over to you.
You don't know what he's going to send, though, so approach the package with great caution.
If it squeaks and plays the kazoo, I've accidentally sent cheese in.
Uh-oh.
Anyway. All right, so you're going to be going around and interviewing people at their houses or their places of work where they...
We're going to be professional stalkers under the guise of bringing more information about these fan sites to light for the benefit of all the folks who tune in to these shows. So like I say, we just did Planetside Universe, and we're going to do you guys, and if I make it out to PAX East next year, well, we're going to camp the Delmon's doorstep and annoy the heck out of him. I'd love to go see Felden, but I don't think I can afford the trip over there.
Where is Felden?
Somewhere over in Europe.
Oh.
Where is he? Denmark?
Oh,
something
I did not
like
know
that.
No, while you're over there visiting Delmon, maybe you can get Xanadi.
Yes. Is she in Boston?
No, she's in New York, but it's
on the East Coast.
She's
But, you know, on the East Coast, everything's kind of close together. It's probably just a few hours' drive.
Oh, that's the problem. When you say close together, that's true on the map as the bat flies. But as the car drives, a short distance might net you a 9-hour trip. So we'll have to look into that.
Well, I'm from the East Coast, so I know how small the area is. I still haven't been to Mount St. Helens. Just because I don't...
It's just because it's a 4-hour trip. And I tell
and
him
because
we'll have to
climbing into a volcano is not the idea of fun.
And I tell him we'll just have to, you know, spend the night down there. And he's all, I mean, the only way around is for us to rent an RV. That way he's in the same place that's moving. And then he won't bitch so bad. But he does not like going anywhere.
I used to like driving. Me and my my former roommate, Taryn, we used to just... We would just hop in the car. We never knew where the hell we were going to end up. We ended up in upper Vermont, close to the Canadian border one night. And I had to work the next day. It's like, oh, how the hell did we end up here? We would just stop somewhere and ask where we were. Hi there, we've been driving for about 6 hours. Where the hell are we? And can you point it out on a map? That's what we used to do. All right, yeah, but that sounds like a great idea. I mean, hey, you're going to be up here for PAX West? Come on up, interview us, and we'll force the boy to clean the house.
Put on pants, too. Oh, all
right. I never have to worry about him putting on pants. He's not the nudist in the family. And while you're here, we'll do some beer. Well, you and Elkin will do beer.
You can watch. You can supervise and keep score.
And I will fry up some. I'll grill up some nice burgers on my brand new grill.
Oh, terrific!
Got him one with smokestacks.
This thing is so large; it has smokestacks.
All right. So what do you burn in it anyway?
Well,
cadavers of people who have pissed you off in the past.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Ah, good choice.
Yes, it doubles as a crematorium.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds like a fantastic project, actually.
What?
Now, I'm going to be the first one, is that it?
To be cremated?
No, for the interview.
Oh.
No!
No, we've already done Planet Side Universe.
Oh, okay.
And because PAX East, or PAX West isn't, or PAX Prime, I guess they call it, isn't until the Labor Day weekend, we will probably do one more in between that requires some travel. Mm-hmm. And we're just starting to put the list together.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we figured it's a good way to give our fan sites a little bit of payback, let me tell
you. Sure, I mean, you had the online thing that we did, what was it, 2 years ago? 1 year?
Yeah, it was maybe a year ago. It wasn't that long.
Yeah.
We got to do some more of that, too. That's a lot of fun.
Did you ever get Zanadi on? I know she doesn't like being on camera.
To be honest, I don't remember. I know we had one with Calafin, but I don't host all of the webcasts, so I can't keep track of them all either.
Ah.
That's a trick.
Well, you know, you are always welcome in our house.
Well, thank you. Especially if I bring my own booze, huh?
You don't have to do that, but hey, if there's anything specific you want to bring, then by all means. The only thing I ask is that you don't leave, you know, you don't drive drunk.
Oh, no, I never drive through. They just pass out on the floor, you know, if it gets to that stage.
I do kill people for that. Not for camping out on the floor. I prefer that.
No, speaking of people who drink too much, you know our dearly departed Emily Taylor, Domino, right?
Yes.
So, the poor lass, you know, she has this bad habit of inviting me and the Ranger over for dinner every once in a while. And I'll tell you, I've gotten to the habit that I've got to bring 2 bottles of wine with me every single time, or I will drink more than my fair share. You get with that woman, and you can't stop talking. It's a lot of fun to have.
Well, apparently she's listening in. She's in the channel right now.
No. Oh, okay, so I can't tell those stories about Emily.
Ah,
bad.
So
next time.
It's okay, she doesn't work for Sony anymore. Blab away.
No, because she has enough information on me now on account of the wine to get me fired 10 times over. I couldn't have that. I like
gotcha.
The job. It's like this mutually assured destruction thing.
Oh, she says, why else do you think I'm listening? Just to check to make sure that Brass is in line. Never mind the fact that she likes my show or anything like that. Fuck Jethel, I'm listening to Brass. speaking of fuck Jethel, I have to tell the funny story from Friday.
Is this going to get really dirty now?
Well, not dirty. Just what happened on Friday that was kind of funny. I got a new phone not too long ago. And it's got some voice commands, kind of like that Siri thing for the iPhone. But it doesn't have all the commands, but it's pretty cool. So I was just testing it out, seeing what it can do. And I hit the thing, and it prompts me, what would you like, whatever. And just to see what would happen, I said, go fuck yourself. Next thing I hear in my earpiece is texting Linda Carlson. No!
Oh, that would have been hilarious. I wonder how fast I could have had your account banned.
It was funny, but I guess I'm like, oh no, cancel. And the only thing it sent you, apparently, was the word cancel.
That is correct. Otherwise, I would have taken a screenshot of it and had it posted already. Believe me, I have the worst one for that. You know, like, this morning I was sending an email to Cleaver. I had a doctor's appointment, right, so Cleaver, Paestro. And so there I am sending a message to him, and I was going to put, all right, so we need some answers on this for the players because it's sure to come up. The iPhone very helpfully changed the word come to cocaine. So, yes, we have to get an answer for the players because this is sure to cocaine up. I mean, where does it come up with this crap?
Well, you have seen the website, damnyouautocorrect.com, yes. Right?
I practically live there.
So changing come to cocaine is probably not the worst thing I've seen.
Not so great coming from a director of community at SRE, though, I tell ya. So, tell me again, what's your channel name? For some reason, I don't have your channel on me.
Oh, it's just OGR.
Right.
And it's on the Antonia Bale server, so it would be Antonia_Bale.OGR.
Who has a server with so many stupid letters?
Apparently Antonia Bale does.
Sorry, Antonia Bale what? OGR?
It should be Antonia_Bale.OGR.
Well, for Solnit, I absolutely have no idea why that came out. There we go. I think I'm in there now.
Linda, I think you guys, the next time we have like a 3-day weekend and we have the double experience, you guys need to put out like,
What are you telling me?
No, you need to put out some sort of warning or something. I swear, every group I got into or started, it seemed like one or two people had not slept in 48 hours.
Look, it's not me fault when the devs give the players what the players ask for.
Yeah, but, oh my god, some of these people, you need to sleep, okay?
Oh,
at least
must
6 hours
experience.
So you're coherent, and you're not going off about your roommate doesn't like your porn, and then
what?
The next thing you know, oh yeah, and the next thing you know, the guy's talking about, you know, if you're a guy's guy, I'm your man, you know, I'm in some place and come see me, and it's like, whoa!
Wow.
And then we had another one that was, yeah, I haven't slept in 48 hours, you know, and it's like, dude, wake up, we got a pull. Yeah, right, what are we doing?
And how is that our fault?
No, you just
are we personally responsible for how the players decide to play on their long weekend?
No, just a warning. By the way, sleep is important over the weekend.
As Lyra says, and this is why you don't do pickup groups. Oh, so true.
Very true.
I agree. I think I'm just going to stick with the little group that I found on Antonia Bale, which is ORA. Which stands for... Why do I always forget what it stands for? Open Rating Alliance.
The Open Rating Alliance.
Great group of people. I was grouped with the majority of them, but then we needed one more person. And it just seems like we get the real...
what? I haven't slept in 36 hours, and it's time to get coked up! Ah!
You know those guys?
I don't know. I think they're high on Red Bull, honestly. They had way too much Red Bull.
You guys are like, pull.
You're not pulling back enough! I'm gonna get it myself!
No, you're a mage!
So yeah, that was pretty amazing. I will tell you one thing, the majority of the people that I know really made use of the Double Experience Weekend. Alts are a lot higher after this weekend, I will tell you that much.
Oh yes.
Aye.
Any of all.
And I can tell you that as of 11 o'clock last night, I dinged 91.
Yay!
Oh, well done. Well done.
It only took me almost a month. I don't know. For some reason, the experience just was not moving very quick for me. I've heard that from a few people. I don't know.
But you're just getting old, is what's happening.
Well, you know what? I've been thinking about that, actually. You know, I've been... You know, people are like, man, you're not on a whole lot. You know, I've been playing EQ and EQ2 for 13 years, and I'm getting a little tired. Just simply, I'm not going anywhere. That's the way it is.
What I always find is that it's very helpful to change off to another game for a while, and that way when you come back, it's always like a homecoming. Everything feels comfortable, and you get into doing the new stuff that's been released since the last time you were there. I think it's very healthy to spend some time with other games. You know, that's why I'm a polygamist as opposed to a monogamist.
That's our new pun sound, by the way.
Oh, is it? I see.
You know, it's kind of like, it's from a CSI movie. It's a really bad joke, and that is...
Anyhow, so I have to say that no matter how many other games I play, I always end up coming back to EQ2. But, we've had a lot of fun in the old EQ as well. It's surprising how well that game has stood the test of time. Lots of interesting stuff to do there.
I've tried.
Because I hadn't played it for years, I found it really quite intriguing. You know, Eric and I, when we started playing it again, we had to roll new characters because we logged on to our high-level characters and we're standing around looking at the button going, what this do? What this do?
I don't remember how to open my bags.
Exactly! What's the command? For God's sake, what's the command? It's tough to adjust back and forth.
It is. I mean, I tried. Every once in a while, I try loading EQ1 up. And it's like, oh, God, I don't know where to go, what to do. I'm not sure how to fire my bow anymore. Why isn't it going automatically? Why don't I have sniper shot?
Oh, it's something else, isn't it?
That gray thing is kicking my ass!
And that's a little embarrassing.
It is. It's a lot embarrassing. So let's talk design contest.
Oh, let's do that, because that's going to be a real interesting topic. So we thought this was a great idea, right? A dungeon maker challenge. You like to build dungeons. I like to build dungeons. There's a tremendous amount of crafters and decorators out there who do just an astonishing job with their dungeons. And I know that some of them from time to time get a little disappointed that the loot 300 tokens in an hour, get your stuff here, and you got four mobs piled up all close together and that sort of thing. Not much fun. So we thought, well, let's do something that'll both, get people to use one of the newest dungeon zones that was created, as well as being able to celebrate the ability to design functional and beautiful dungeons that are so much fun to run through, that you run through them for the joy of it, not necessarily even worrying about how many dungeon marks you get. So, brilliant idea, right? Say right.
Right.
Yes.
I'm all for it.
Okay, so... So we launched that on Friday after I got approval from, you know, went to Mark Tuttle, the producer of Legends of Norrath, and said, "Oi, I want a couple of your really rare loot cards to hand out to whoever gets the top three dungeons." And he said, first looked at me sideways, and then he says, "Fine." And it might have had something to do with the fact that I brought an axe into the office with me and a big keg of wine. So anyway, so we got this rare loot together to the top three, and we're going to... Dev picks have never been used because the devs had not had time to go in there and do anything with it. As you know, it takes a long time to run a dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to get around to all the servers, and they didn't know how to do this fairly. So we've recruited not just the community team, but members of the guide program are going to be helping us with these evaluations of the dungeons when they're entered. So this is all going swimmingly. That's fantastic. I whip together an article. Everybody approves it. It goes up, and it goes up on Friday, right? People have 2 weeks to build a dungeon, and then guess what happens?
What happens?
What happens is, on the thread over the weekend, I'm looking and it says, "You do know that this is some boogie-ass dungeons, right?" And so there's this long list of bugs affecting this particular dungeon layout.
No.
So this morning, first thing, you know, emails going around all over the place, and Holly's talking to her team. You know, short, long story short, they're working really, really hard to fix those. We're probably going to extend the time of the contest by at least a couple of days. So in the meantime, anybody who's involved in it, start working on your decorating, your layouts, all of that stuff, and be prepared to put the things that are bugged in after we get a hot fix in. As you know, EQ2 hot fixes most of the time once a week, and we're hoping to get that in. I don't have an ETA on that, but the team is looking hard at these issues.
So what you're saying
like
is...
So
what you're saying is... Soon. Trademark.
No, I don't. I never say that word. When I say that word, a small puppy dies somewhere. So I try to avoid it. The real reason is because we have a big jar on Amy Rakowski's desk, and we have to pay into it anytime somebody uses the word. But it has to be relatively soon, small TM, because of course the contest has been going on forever.
Right.
So yeah. So I really wanted to thank Silena and the others who have chimed in, and this is important, in great detail, so that we're not guessing. You can't just say, "Oh, the thing's bugged and that's crap." When you come up with a really long list of highly detailed issues with it, it makes it so much easier for our dev team to look into it. So anyway, it's all great, and I hope a lot of people enter it. I can't, because I'm involved in judging.
Well, that would be the best reason to enter, isn't it? Oh, you're talking about integrity!
That little thing that you seem to have forgotten about a few years ago when you sold your soul.
Well, I didn't have one to begin with.
And says Silena Ross. Fuck, she sure does. I love our players. I really do.
Even me?
Yes! Would I be coming out there to stalk and interview and pester the heck out of you for fuckery if I wasn't at least mildly affectionate of you both?
Oh, you just want our ale!
Well, there is that patch.
Oh, brother.
So anyway, I really hope that some people enter the contest. I don't know if you guys have seen the actual challenge itself, but it's posted on the EQ2 news site, and there's a little map there, so you've got, you know, the three large rooms and a little teeny room as well. It should be really interesting to do. And, you know, so now that Domino doesn't work for the company, she can, you know, privately enter as long as we don't know who it is, because otherwise we might think that she has an upper hand. As we know, she's been a decorator for freaking ever, and does such a terrific job. I'd be very interested to see what she did with that.
Well, now that she's no...
have to make it the Domino Challenge.
Well, now that she's no longer an employee of the company, what would be the... Would there be any issue with her entering? I mean...
I should think so, except for the fact that people do view her as an expert in all things decorating.
So
but that just raises the bar, right?
So that's kind of like me bowing out of your the yearly Frostfell song challenge and stuff like that.
You better enter it this year. I'll be really annoyed if you don't. See, I see Domino's telling the channel, that would assume I had any time free in the day.
Yes.
I know that she has free time. She's brought cookies by our office, and she's, you know, she hosts dinners and this sort of thing. She has some free time. Actually, what I think it is she gets up at 5 a.m. Is that right, Domino? That's the only way she can get all the stuff done in a day that she does.
5 a.m.? God.
Wow.
Boy, we get up at 5:45. That's not... That's 5, not too much.
Wait, you really get up at 5:45?
Well, I have to...
I get up at 5:30.
No, How many goats are you milking? I mean, I get up at, like, 6:37, and I'm milking 12 goats. What do you do with your Marvin?
Well, she has to be at work for 7. I have to be at work at 8, but I commute to the next city over. So, I like to get there on time, eat a little bit before, and I take about a half an hour just to wake up, watch the news and stuff like that.
Oh, all right. I just figured I'm having a harder and harder time sleeping in the mornings, and I'm afraid I'm turning into me grandfather. I always wondered how old people did it, but apparently old people like us no longer produce melatonin naturally, so apparently we don't sleep so good in the morning. That's what the doctor tells me.
For us, I just blame the cats. The sun starts to come up, and they're like, hey, it's daytime, we're hungry, food!
Well, that is true. Now, we have 4 dogs on the bed, plus we're looking after Tiffany Spence, you know, Ameris. Her little wee tiny itsy-bitsy yapper is here as well. It's not really a dog, it's a rat that barks, but anyway, so that makes 5 dogs on the bed. It does make it a bit of a challenge to stay up.
All right, so we want you to enter this contest. We want you to make a good dungeon, an evil dungeon, a dungeon that people would have nightmares about.
I know that some of the ones that I've seen on Crushpoint Server have been so fantastic. I mean, when the Ranger and I go through them, I mean, we're dying to see what's in the next room. What's the next progression? How are the mobs going to change? Are they going to be a different style of mob? Or just are they going to have different flavor text? Is there a war going on between factions in this dungeon? Some of it is just freaking brilliant.
I can tell you what's going on in the next room. Doom!
Doom,
I tell you.
So the other interesting thing is that the Dungeon Maker Challenge is not about how much money you have to spend, and it's not about how much time you have to craft, and it's not about how many boss mobs you can cram into one dungeon. It's what you do with what you've got. And as you've seen, the people who do decorating have come up with the most astonishing things made out of the most little mundane bits. Which is why my brass pub crawl dungeon is as yet unpublished, even though I've been working on it for like 2.5-3 months. Because I keep seeing other people's dungeons and being inspired. Oh my god, why didn't I think of that? Oh, go back, craft
them.
Things, put them in there. Oh, lump. Love it. Okay, I'm done talking for a bit. Sorry, yeah. I know you guys can't shut me up. That's why you have me on here, right? We don't have any content. Get brass on. So just talk about
3.5 minutes. Exactly. Of course, speaking
of... You guys come to SOE Live?
Oh, God. Can't...
Not, oh, God. You should be saying, that's a frickin' lately.
It's more like, oh, God, wish we could.
What?
It's... We gotta paint the freaking house.
Paint the house. Is that like, oh, I have to stay home and wash my hair?
No, that's like bare wood is showing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking October here. You've got plenty of time. Ladies and gentlemen in the listening audience, I am now going to do you all a favor, and we're going to take that particular conversation offline so that you don't hear all the blood splattering on the walls if they continue to deny their presence at SOE Live. For the rest of you, we're hoping to have registration up, hopefully in early June. Working on it hard. At the moment, everybody's busy prepping for E3. You know, it's like the Gog Magog Mamnon Temple of the gaming industry. And after that, my... back to normal. What passes for normal at SOE. We always have our own brand organized chaos going on.
All right. As soon as you make that announcement, of course, we'll have that announcement at kithacore.org.
Oh, terrific.
So your place for everything that I find interesting. Man, how come you didn't have this announcement on KathyCorn.org? It didn't thrill me.
He's being a
jerk. I am. Okay, so. Let's see here. I was about to say, speaking of design work, we've been talking about the Devil's Carnival. The recent movie that was just put out by Darren Lynn Bousman. He also directed Saw 2, 3, 4, and 5. And Terrence Dzinich, who also did Repo, the Genetic Opera. And I have now redecorated my Tomoris Island. It's almost done. I have a little Devil's Carnival going on up here, if anyone would like to come on up. It's on the Kinos side, on the Antonia Vale server, Jethel's Tomoris Island Refuge, renamed the Devil's Carnival. Got some games going on. I'm actually thinking about I may open it up. You know, I have some gambling tables, stuff like that, but I have to get staff.
Why you do have to get staff? Staff is bloody difficult to come by these days.
It is.
They want to get paid and everything. Can you imagine?
Hey, can you man this table for me? What's in it for me? I won't stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Well, out of all the role, there's always role-playing taverns, but I've never seen a role-playing carnival.
Go ahead.
I'm going to fire up my laptop here because I want to share with you some stuff that I put into the EQ2 monthly business meeting. This is not obviously confidential business information. I know you're disappointed, but I did a slide about what the guide program did over the last month, and those numbers are pretty amazing. I think mm-hmm. we were just talking about people that work for you for no pay. That's what the guides do. So keep talking, and I'll wait for my ancient laptop to boot up, and I'll pull up that slide and read you some of that cool information.
Turn the hand crank faster.
Believe me, this thing, it probably does have a hand crank somewhere. So tell me, what do you guys do in your spare time?
I watch movies. And Elgin plays games.
I try taking over the world.
Oh, that's a noble cause.
We hear that, Pinky. It's time to take over the world.
Actually, in my spare time, I've been working on the Sky Shrine progression. I finished it. I can't say I won Sky Shrine because really I haven't. I think if you do the raid into Underdepths, then maybe you've won Sky Shrine. But I have Max Faction, I have my Drake, I have a couple pieces of the Dragon Head armor.
Nice.
And so I've been also running around helping other people get caught up, do their quest lines. There's only one area that I refuse to go to anymore, and I refuse to do the dragon in Lyceum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a drake, whatever it is. No, I really hate
that fight. I haven't
seen
that. Why do you hate it? Okay, why do you hate it? I have not done it yet.
It's a drake on a pedestal, and he spawns bubbles that you have to get rid of, or they blow the party all off the pedestal, and of course he summons them back when he. And Tank gets at one side, puts his back up against a statue up there, and the rest of the party's supposed to be at the other side. Well, that's not a whole lot of room for a ranger to work in. It's too close. So if I scooch back to the edge, that leaves me open for being blown all over the place when those bubbles show up. But it really takes a tight group, focused, to do that thing. Or else it's just a wipe after wipe after wipe. I don't like it. So I always say my Lyceum's locked. So I'm sorry. I'll help you any place else. I'll help you even in Lyceum up to that fight. But no, I really don't enjoy that fight.
So now the listeners all know that when she says Lyceum is locked, she's lying.
Lying through her teeth!
And see, you've let them know now. The cat's out of the bag.
Well, at least I'm honest.
You put the cat in the bag?
Right.
I thought you liked those cats.
Oh, it can be bloody difficult to stuff them in a bag, let me tell you, especially the big one. So I pulled up the slide here for the SMB Volunteer Guide Program. So
okay, secret information. Here we go.
It's not really secret information. It's not going to help you run a game, but what it's going to do is highlight just how much work these volunteers put in. I mean, they play the games. Most of them have real jobs or they go to school. And then they log in to help other people enjoy the game. So during a one-month period, the guides collectively delivered 3,926 quests.
Wow.
Delivered to 3,575 in that 1 month period.
We're losing you again, Brass. Hello, Brass. Come in, Brett. Mork to Orson. Come in, Orson. Hun, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, are you back?
All right. Must be back. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh, good. See, interruptions all the time. So, yeah, so on the Freeport server, the guides went on an absolute roleplay and questing frenzy. And they accounted for hundreds of quests all on their own on one day. You know, they have a lot of things here. The top 10 quests, some of you people in the listening audience may have done these, actually. Technical difficulties, Glow is Brightly, Fairy Lantern, those were the three that were the most popular. And then one of the cooler events that they had, I hope they took lots of notes because I'd like to get these written up in an article, was when they had a dragon storyteller event, where the guides got gussied up as a bunch of baby dragons. Ooh. And they come from a clan of dragons who love to tell tales, collecting new stories from the player base. And so they'd have these little storytelling circles. And that was incredibly popular. You know, even among people who go, well, what's this crap roleplay stuff? I don't do that. And then they sit down and they listen to the stories, and then they make up some of their own. It's really quite neat. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that going on in game. And, you know, some people say that they've never seen a guide in game. They just haven't hung around long enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a limited number of them. And, you know, we're always recruiting more. So, you know, feel free to drop me a line and we'll put you in touch with them. The guides have a Facebook page as well. Yeah.
I think there's a spot on the forum where if you want to catch up with some of the guide events, they do post them for the different servers. Basically the days and times and what sort of quests they're running.
That would be for both the EQ and the EQT forums. Now, a short time ago, we had the elder guides and a couple of the seniors come out as well so that we could discuss how badly we treat them and how we lack support them and how much better we want to do in the future. So hopefully we'll be able to do a lot more for them this year too. And if you want to read about the guide program, there's a section on the station.com forums devoted to the guides. And on the EQ and EQ2 forums, there are sections indeed, as Elquin mentioned, where you can check up what upcoming events are rolling down the path.
Excellent.
I think it's great because this way you can kind of check out and go, hey, you know, tomorrow at such and such a time, the guides are going to be on my server running around doing stuff. I'm going to try and be on during that time so I can catch some of these events that they're doing.
Indeed. We want to improve that sort of calendar as well and start listing more of the stuff in game too, you know, as much as we can, just in increments trying to improve our support for the guide program.
Now, if I become a guide, can I just pop up in some random zone as Interrook and just start laying waste to people? Can I do that?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Now, there are some easy quests where guys can dress up as a character and hand out quests. Guys will also just sit around and talk to people or roleplay with them and that sort of thing, too. But no, dressing up as Inuruk and blasting people, not happening.
Damn.
No.
I think the most fun time that I had in a roleplay RP event, GM RP event, was in EverQuest 1, a senior guide and a couple of their minions went in as these gigantic evil eyes.
Oh.
In, I don't know, God, where was it? West Karana. No, not West Karana. East Karana. In East Karana. And they went around and just battling people, and they were evil eyes, so they were able to charm to charm people, too. Well, I was in there. I was in the Knights of the Holy Storm, and this paladin was with me from the guild, and he was kind of new to the guild, but he was really playing the good paladin, and we must protect the farm people from those evil eyes, and we charge off after the evil eyes. He gets charmed immediately.
Oh, no.
And they use him to kill other players.
Oh.
And in roleplay, he was devastated. My sword was turned against the innocent! his character was devastated by this, but we ended up killing the evil eyes. So.
Oh, good. So all ended well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's always fun stuff.
Oh, I remember a guide event not too long ago on AB. It happened in Thurgood. Did I say that right?
Thurgood Inn
in the garden
Thurgood
area.
Thurgood's the guy that sings, you know, mad to the bone, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. It was in the garden area, and they were throwing a little dance party in there.
Oh, hi.
It was kind of fun. Everybody
That's
was,
a really deep area.
Yeah, different people were showing up, and we were just hanging out and having a little party.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't too long ago, either.
Speaking of RP events, this just got broadcasted across the servers here, or across the Antonia Vale server, anyway, in the chat channels. The Festival of Unity is coming. If you want to be involved in the Festival of Unity, you can meet the planning team at the Claymore in Antonica on the Antonia Vale server. June 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Ah.
Get involved and do things. Have your
own
event.
Well, they do a lot of advanced planning on that, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Because the Festival of Unity itself runs in mid-July, 15th to the 24th, or 15th to the 21st, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So that's a lot of advanced planning. Who's the main organizer of that?
I believe
it's from year to year. I don't know who's in charge of it this time.
I believe it's Layla, who used to play Skyheart.
Ah, she's taking it over there.
The person who is advertising it right now is Slips, S-L-I-P-P-S, on the Antonia Vale server.
Okay.
He's a little over Tonga. But basically, right. I mean, all of the guilds who want to participate can participate, but it's primarily run by the Vagabond Knights.
Ah.
From what I've seen, anyway, they're the most they're the most involved in it.
So if anybody from the Vagabond Knights is on, I mean Slips is on. Slips, can you send me an email? I'd like to know who's involved in organizing this event because I'd like to do a bit of a feature for on them for the EQ2 site. Send me an email. My email at work is lmcarlson@soe.sony.com. I'd really like to write about this a little bit. Give you guys some free publicity.
Alright, so Slips, get a hold of Brass. And you guys work that up. Lyra's like, eek! Features!
Yeah, they always start pretty early on the planning stages on that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You pretty much have to.
Yeah, and, you know, every year they learn something that they could have done and they add it to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or so, something that they probably shouldn't do again. Like my, a couple years ago, I had a kissing booth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well. I said sorry. And I'm no longer participating in the date options either.
You weren't getting
enough money.
Well, no, it's not even that I wasn't getting enough money. That's not the point. The last couple of date auctions I've been in, I've been, people have, won me an auction and then never got together with me for the date.
Well, then one time they kidnapped you, too.
Yep, one time it was actually someone in disguise from Freeport, and they freaking kidnapped me.
Well, you know, you hang around with the wrong types.
I like hanging around the wrong types. It's a lot more fun than hanging around the good types. Today's Justice Silverwing Show brought to you by Juicy Fruit. Not just for the movie. Okay, well, we do have some birthdays to announce. So let's see what we got here. Yeah. A few birthdays.
People who survived another year.
Exactly. And we have, my cousin Stephanie. She has no idea what EverQuest 2 is, and probably never will ever listen to this. Okay. Then we have... of course, these are, if you're listed on Facebook by your real name, this is your real name. Paul Glasson. I don't know if you are in game, but Paul Glasson. Jerry Frank. Female Jerry, not male Jerry. Senior Guide Charmon.
Oh!
Senior Guide Charmon. Birthday. And... Greg Rothgar Spence! His birthday is tomorrow.
Indeed.
So, before you find people who have your birthday, here come the birthday troubles.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Congratulations on surviving yet another year. Of course, we have to see.
We all want you to be here for the long haul.
Yes, and we have to make sure that Abe Vigoda is still alive. So,
all right, let's find out.
So we'll go to abevigoda.com, and according to abevigoda.com, Abe Vigoda is alive!
Yay!
The world will come to an end when Abe Vigoda dies. So you will outlive us all. Alright, well, we're going to take a music break.
Sounds great.
When we come back, more brass, more things, and I'm going to be giving away...
More things? Is that really how you write your script, Chapel?
More things, more crap.
Let's see, what are we going to talk about tonight? More things.
Things.
And also some stuff.
Things, stuff, and...
If we have time, some whatever.
Now, see, you're under the assumption I have a script. I have a list of birthdays, and that's about it. But yeah, we're going to be back, and we're going to be giving away free copy of EverQuest 2, Age of Discovery, Collector's Edition. Why?
We are.
Why?
We are.
Yes, we are. Because I still have a few keys left that Sony Online has graciously given me, and it doesn't cost me postage.
And we're going to do contests for those.
I'm just going to give one away. What the hell? That's just the kind of mood I'm in. Brass is here. We're having a good time. We're going to listen to the music, and we're going to be back in about 10 minutes. All righty, and we're back.
Right. Okay.
Right. Down the ale.
Bottle, I'm ready.
Quickly, down the ale. Elgin, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
So every time I hear one of your song breaks, I always think to myself, what have you got coming next?
Oh, God.
So tell us, what have you got coming next?
Honestly, I never know until it happens.
Huh.
Some of my best work has happened within an hour. I think of a song, I write the lyrics, I record it, it's done. If it takes longer than an hour or so, then it kind of sucks. I mean, I get lyrics pop into my head all the time, but none that are appropriate for EverQuest 2. Like today, we had this guy that works in the mailroom with me. I call him Death Metal Nick. I've mentioned him on the show a few times. Ozzy Osbourne does a song called "Mama, I'm Coming Home."
Oh, I.
Mama, I'm coming home, but I don't know. I mean, this is just I don't know how my brain works sometimes. I wrote down these lyrics today, and Nick just cracked up for like 15 minutes. Such surprise in my eyes. She's got something extra between her thighs. My new girlfriend's got a bone. So I wrote that down. I'm going to write the lyrics and record that. Probably not for the EverQuest 2 audience.
Yeah.
That's just... This is how the brain works sometimes. I mean, when something funny pops into my head, I make a note. I honestly couldn't tell you when the next song's coming out. Sometimes I get an idea, I start writing lyrics, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm.
I still gotta force him to work on a video with me.
Oh, yeah. We've been saying for months now that we want to work on a video for the song Necromancing. God, I mean, I get interested in it, I get excited about it, I come up with visions, and then it's gone.
Well, that's why we need to start on the storyboarding as we can do it, you know?
The muse just
I've
leaves
long
me.
Wanted to do this sort of thing, too, and I just don't have the time to even think about planning it. I don't know, where do you guys find between?
I don't know. Sometimes it
Well,
just...
when you get the vision, you have the time.
I know what you mean.
It comes and you cannot stop until you get it out of your head or your head explodes!
Yep. And I make costumes on that basis. It's like I spend more time with the costume in me head than I do actually working on it, because I have to fully visualize every aspect of it before I start putting it together, and then I can put it together in, you know, 3 weeks or so.
No.
But this year again, I am bound and beholden to the oath to finish it before SOE Live so that I don't wake up me colleagues with me hammering at 5 o'clock in the morning. I think they will kill me this year if I do it.
Yep. Oh, man. But the one you're working on this year is going to be Praxis-based, huh?
I didn't know really what to do. See, I was asking for ideas on colors and stuff, and me boss said, oh, you should be in purple. And I'm thinking, seriously, purple? What, are you freaking kidding me? But, you know, she's my boss, and she's terrific to work for, so, you know, you can't really say no. So I tried to figure out what would make that salvageable. But if you mix the purple with a nice shade, a shiny indigo, and then a tone of silver, it starts looking a little bit like the deepest, darkest ocean. And then I thought, you know, I'm drawing a couple of sketches, and I sort of, you know, everything's sort of looking like feathers and wings, and, you know, that just didn't seem quite right for this armor. And then I noticed that one of the wings I'd drawn looked a little bit like a fish.
Fin.
I thought,
yep.
Fins and clamshells and octopi and... and everything, armor and everything. I think nice.
We're losing you again. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
You're here, kinda.
I am here.
You are here. All right.
My internet connection is not necessarily always here, but I'm here.
True. All right. So I look forward to seeing your outfit. You always make the most wonderful outfits. When are you going to work on mine?
Right. You know how much money I spend on just the materials alone for this thing? If you're willing to foot that, I'll consider building you an outfit.
Oh, man. All right, so let's see here. Okay. Are we ready?
Four.
Spontaneous giveaway!
Oh.
Okay, so here's what I've come up with for a kind of contest here. I'm going to be playing an instrumental, one of my karaoke files. It is something that I, it's from one of my songs, but there's not going to be any lyrics. You might recognize my song. You might recognize the original song. What I want you to do is when it starts playing, I want people to send me a tell with the title of my song that corresponds with the music. And we'll see how many entries we get, and I will do a random, and whoever wins the random will get the CD key, the unlock key for Age of Discovery. It's the collector's edition.
Nice.
So, here we go. Here's the music. I want the title for my parody song. Minute of the song. I got a couple. Okay, I got more entries now. I was about to say I have two entries. I now have more. I'll let this go for a few more seconds and then I'm going to do a random. No, Brass, I'm sorry. You can't enter.
Oh, come on. But I knew it right away. I like this song of yours. Are you going to play it as well after this?
What's that?
Are you actually going to play the song as well?
Oh, I can.
I wonder if you're going to do a song live. I like when you do that. There's always a chance you might mess up and I can giggle at your discomfiture.
Oh, I see how you are. I'll tell you what, after we pick our winner, I will do this one live. How's that sound?
Oh, grand.
So let me see here. Yes. One of my favorite songs that I still need to listen to. I still need to read the lyrics. How sad is that?
I'm the same way. I can't do songs without lyrics. I'll always miss something up.
Actually, I did the song live on that interview you did last year.
I remember. That's why the song's so clear in my head.
Because I tortured you with it.
I wish, you know, Amy and I, we wish we'd had little lighters that we could have switched on, way back in class as you're singing.
Nice.
That went pretty well.
Okay, so we have a few entries. Doesn't look like I'm going to be getting any more. We have three entries. I'm going to do a random three. Random three. And the first one who gets it is Dorian from the Oasis server. Dorian, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, from the Oasis server. I'm going to go ahead and send that off right now. Oasis.Dorian. Age of Discovery Key. And send. And mail has been sent. Congratulations to Dorian. And now I can erase that one from my list. That key from the list. I would hate to send out a duplicate to anyone. So yes, I will go ahead. I guess I can do this song live. So let's see here. So we're going to stop that. Because I have to set this up a little differently here. Oh, that's not it. Yes, it is. All right.
Hi.
I have it transposed down a little bit. Because sometimes my voice just does not cooperate with me.
I wish I knew how to do that. When we come to do the fansite raid on your place, you're going to have to show me all those secrets of your trade.
Fantastic, and so I shall. Tell you what, when you come here, you can even record me doing a song. How's that?
Well, that'd be fun.
Showing you how I do all the tracks and stuff.
Great.
All right, so here we go with Fippy Darkpaw.
Sing it, Jethro!
I saw him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Darkpaw. I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back. Time after time, Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, whoa-ho, the Fippy Darkpaw. Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little old pups, the Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the Rivervale Trout. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, whoa, whoa, that Fippy Darkpaw. Well, I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gates. He should have got back up, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged haste. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, whoa, ho, the Fippy Darkpaw. Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, whoa, ho, the Fippy Darkpaw. I'm walking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, got here before the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard. He can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. That little nose brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps him coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be charging and getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story, no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, oh, oh, the Fippy Darkpaw. Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, oh, oh, the Fippy Darkpaw. F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw, oh, oh, the Fippy Darkpaw. Okay, that's it. Then it just goes on and on and on. Thank you.
I'm just amazed that you can do that. I always like to challenge you with that. Sort of like, oh, can I get him to do this live? I'm always pleased that you can.
I try. Sometimes it does get a little difficult, depending on how long we've been talking on the show and how tired my voice is.
But how often you guys have been doing Drunken Dwarf or Cheez-It voices on the side?
I'm telling you, during the music right there, we had a lot of songs done by Doofu. That's not easy to do.
Oh, no, it's not. I can only imagine. I mean, you don't have to take up smoking. You can just do Doofu for a while, and that'll wreck your throat the same way.
Oh, yeah. Death Metal Nick, the guy that works with me, he loves what we've dubbed my rock scream. He says, Matt, if we ever need this, if we ever need someone to scream like that for one of our songs, I'm coming to you first. And I'll do it just randomly throughout the day. I'll be like, all right, guys, I'm going to break. And he's like, all right, have fun. I'm like, yay! And he just cracks up laughing.
That's great.
40-year-old guys trying to beat metal.
Well, you know, there are some metal guys who are older than you wandering around.
Well, most of them are.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man. I don't suppose you guys saw the Devil's Carnival when it went out to California.
No.
And it was
not
in
California. It rocked.
Now see what happens to my voice when I scream a lot?
Yeah.
Then I start going down. Hi there.
Well, it really helps you when you got multiple personality disorder, as you seem to have. Because, you know, you've got the ready-made voices, so we can tell them apart more easily.
Multiple personalities?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Hey, will you guys shut up? She's trying to talk.
I can't imagine doing an entire show like our some of the Ask a Drunken Dwarf segments. I have a animal expert called Sleeve Sherwin.
Oh, really?
And his droopy dog, remember from the old commercials?
From the old cartoons? It's like,
aye.
Hello, folks. Yep. That was the drooling.
Great.
Anyway.
So, you have to tell us, how are the goats?
Oh, they're doing right well. Claire, she of the interview fame, is going to her first goat show this weekend. That should be interesting. Yep, she's a nice lass. So we'll see how she does. The goats are doing great. We have too many of them. I'm trying to sell some. And of course, you know, people, they all, well, we'd like to come out and see your goats. When would you like to come out? Well, and then they just name some whatever date and time would be the most inconvenient ever. But hopefully we'll have some folks out on Sunday to buy some goats. And if anybody wants some, well, I'll ship them to you, collect.
We'd like to come out Tuesday, say 3 a.m.
That's not far off the mark, I tell you.
Well, number one, we won't be awake. Number two, you can't see the friggin' goats.
Well, like one fella, he wants to come out and look at the books, right? And I say, well, we'll be available Sunday, you know, anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Well, I'd really like to come out Saturday. It'll only take 30 minutes. I say, well, we have a window open because we're going to be up at 5:30 in the morning packing up to go to the goat show. So you've got from 5:30 to 6 a.m. Of course, if he shows up, I'm going to be in trouble. But... I'll just say, here, help load this crap into the car. Oh, because, of course, we don't have a proper farm truck. What we have is what we like to call our mini micro van, which is the Honda Fit. You can actually fit 5 goats and all the tack you need for a show into that thing. That's the best cargo creature that we've ever owned. Love it.
And you have little pens in the back of your van for them, or you just let them wander around?
No, we actually put down tarpaulins and fill it up with shavings for absorbency, and off we go. They're really well behaved in there.
And it becomes the Goatmobile!
The Goatmobile, indeed. Right. You get funny looks when you stop at fast food places. Can I have a burger and some fries? And, oh, make it a combo 4 from the back seat, you know. Yes, exactly! What kind of dressing would you like with that? Oh,
ranch.
Gas stations as well. Oh,
ranch.
So, of course, you pull up to the pub and there's vehicles all around you and you're trying to nonchalantly fill the car when it's loaded with livestock. Nothing abnormal here. Isn't this normal? Don't you have some livestock in your Volkswagen? I mean...
Seriously, you ought to put on the side of your little van there the Goatmobile. That way,
I'm thinking about it.
That way, people won't look at you weird.
Tell them that you've got a new hybrid car that runs on methane.
That's it. And brilliant.
You're hooking up these little tubes to little goat butts.
Ranger, get on that right away. We're going to make it into a hybrid vehicle that runs partially on methane. He's an engineer. He'll figure it out.
Nice. Oh, bro.
Might as well put the ghost in good use, you know.
You know, it'd be entertaining for the kids, too. You just pull up. If you ever get bored, just pull off to the side of the road. Goat show. $5.
Hey, it's a mobile petting zoo.
It's a mobile petting zoo. Hello, little one. Come pet the goat. This is Claire.
Yeah, things that we'll never really do.
But it would be fun if you can get away with it.
Indeed. Well, I have to say, you know, earlier we were talking about how you can kind of get a little, I don't know, worn out, burnt out, tired if you play one game too long. You know, the animals that we have here serve the same sort of purpose for me. They make it so that I have to look after them, they take time, and therefore I end up valuing the time that I spend in games a lot more as a result, because I don't always get to do it. I can't just sit there and be bored for 8 hours. I can log in for a few hours at a time and have a wonderful day.
And if you ever get bored playing the game, you can always log in and have Claire run the game for a while.
I'm working on that, yeah. She has trouble, you know, the not having an extra digit on the side makes it difficult for the side button on the mouse and so on.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's pretty good at tapping the keyboard, though.
I can see it now. No, Johnny, you really ought to get a screen, you know, a picture. Bring one of the goats in. Bring one of the goats in, put your headset on them, and take a picture of the goat playing EverQuest 2 and post it to Facebook.
You know, you're going to have to come out and meet the goats, because they don't stand still. I can't imagine how we would ever get this picture done unless we drugged the goat first.
Drugged?
Which...
Well, that's easy. Give him a glass of ale! Yeah.
They love beer. Goats love beer.
Oh, so you do have drunken goats then. It just wasn't my making it up.
They certainly would be drunken goats if we let them. But, you know, we'll go out there with a couple of beers at the end of the day, a nice sunny afternoon, and the goats are all out wandering around the backyard. And if they can smell the beer, they'll come right over and attempt to take it from you. They will attempt to wrest the bottle from your hand. So we usually give them a, you know, we save them a little sip or two from the bottom, and they just love it.
People from the ASPCA who may be listening in, she's not abusing the goats.
Actually, you know, a really old remedy for goats that are off their feed or otherwise feeling unwell is to give them a small amount of beer to get their digestive process going again.
What was the hops?
Nothing but hops and barley and, you know, wheat
you know. B vitamins, it's not bad for them at all. I mean, obviously you don't let them drink a bucket of it, because it can have the same effect of, you know, you drinking a bucket of it.
And always remember, there is food in beer, but there's no beer in food.
Well, yes, if you have beer-battered fish.
Yeah, but where are you getting it's beer.
Yes, but you said there's no beer in food. There is if you have beer battered.
Yeah, but you're adding the beer. But there isn't beer just normally.
Oh, is that what you meant?
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Oh, she's getting a little technical on you.
I know, right?
Have to be.
So what's going to happen when we come home one day and find that Hobbs and Gus has gotten into your Captain Morgan?
We'll have two drunk pussy cats.
Oh, but they're too—they're just
and,
too
and
fun.
And Captain Morgan's is not beer; that's rum.
Well, yeah.
Big difference.
Why is the rum gone?
Damn cat drank it all. Okay, so dungeon contest. Get on it. Decorate those friggin' dungeons. The Poet's Palace. Decorate the Poet's Palace. Edge expects one. Brass expects
we've got an article on the EQ2 website with all of the rules and the regulations. We've tried to keep them short and sweet. I would love to see what you guys have put together.
If you can't find it easily enough on the forums, you can go to kithagore.org. I do have SOE's Dungeon Design Challenge listed there and with a link to the article.
Oh, good lad. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, we cross-promote. You promote for us, we promote for you. And sometimes
that's
you
that's how it works.
Yep.
We're like a really odd sort of mafia.
Hey, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
So we're all scratching each other's backs.
And drinking.
Why are people
I like this.
Hmm?
This is scratching each other's backs and drinking, shooting the breeze. It's a pretty good arrangement.
Shooting into the breeze. Which apparently we can do around here. I hear gunshots every once in a while. There were a pheasant in this area. And I do hear gunshots every once in a while.
Poor out on farmland. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's been here.
Well, I used to have a goat at one time, a little pygmy goat. We named him Gordo. He was Burrito, but it just didn't fit. He had his little horns, and I used to play with him. He'd ram at my hands, and I'd catch his horns, shove him back on the lawn, and, you know.
We need to get some goats or something.
No,
the boy's just not.
He really knows that they'll arrive tomorrow.
He wanted into the house.
Oh, I like.
He actually came into the house. He would have been happy to stay in the house, stupid little guy. I'm serious. But he had his little pen out there, and he did not want to be in his pen. He wanted to be up next to the house. And Linda will attest what it's like when goats, you know.
Oh, it's like goat poop or cattle in the house. Yeah, exactly. Luckily, the goat poop is a nice, tidy, round pellet. Now, the pee, on the other hand...
Yeah, well, that's what he would do close to the house, see?
No, thanks. We get enough of that. We live in farmland. Could not
break him of that.
We live in farmland. Oh, do we love fertilization time?
Oh, my God. I'm glad it's over for this year, at least for now.
We'd just be driving up the road. Oh, yeah, everything's wonderful. Oh, there's a strawberry. We have a strawberry farm up the road. A large straw, and it smells wonderful, and then as soon as you get beyond that, fertilizer!
Well, just remember, it's all natural and good for the soil, never mind how bad it stinks.
Spoken like someone who's not who doesn't live in the middle of a bunch of fields. But you do have goats, so you must understand.
Goats, well...
Oh,
Goat.
I've been in livestock most of my life, probably, actually, you know, lots of cattle and horses, and I raised lots of pigs and things. Yeah, see, now, Nupali is talking about cattle yards. Cattle yards can be really stinky because they cram so many animals into them. Yeah, you can smell them from quite a distance. I prefer to have the animals not quite packed so densely. We're on an online gaming podcast, and we're talking about freaking livestock. Have I infected you all or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Shouldn't we be complaining about
the mouth disease?
Okay, let's start bitching about stuff.
That's right. Let's bitch about game design and prices of things on the marketplace and whatever else you want to complain about.
Damn you, bastard! People with your dragon scales that I need for my new arrows and stuff.
Oh, God, the price of dragon scales. Don't let me get on started on that.
Actually, I'm going to go take a look.
Is it bad?
Oh, God. And great. The recipes that you research with the elite apprentices.
Aye.
Let me pull up the recipe. I mean, last time I looked.
That's what I'm checking mine out, too. Apparently, for the arrows, I don't need dragon scales. I need Malagorian horns. So I'm going to check out the price on those. But like, here I am, I've been wanting new arrows for a long time. Now these new ones come out, and I may not even be able to make them.
Well, there's a shroud of the Draconic Miscreant, which requires 3 dragon hides. Last time I checked the broker on AB, dragon hides were going like 600 plat a piece.
Wow.
Dragon scales.
Okay,
about that much too. Somebody that's close to a broker. Okay, well, the channel. Look me up, dragon hides.
I'm looking at it. Hold on, scale. I'm looking at it.
Well, that's okay. Like the, 6 times more than I have.
The Malagorian horns that I'm going to need for my arrows are 22 plat a piece.
Wow.
Sorry, looks like I'm not making those. And what do you want, dragon hide?
Dragon hide. Dragon hide leather pelt.
Alright, so tell me then, what do you think is driving the price of those things so high?
Greed?
Well, no, greed and...
No kidding, Jocelyn, come on.
Also, supply and demand. These things only drop on raids.
Okay, dragon hide, $275 right now.
Alright, look up dragon scales, but it's got to be the 600 flat. So they're 200. So I would need 3 of those. So 2, 4, 600 right there. Because I have to have three of them for this thing.
Great dragons.
I'm curious that you need to be part of a raiding guild and go get them your own dirt, so.
Yeah.
If you're in a raid, you're not necessarily going to get them.
All right,
yeah,
great.
I understand. But it's the sort of thing that, you know, there's no easy solution to it. Economies in online games are a mystery. I mean, everybody's been trying to do them for years, and they always inflate, no matter how well you try to control them. So it's really interesting to see what's going to happen with new games as they evolve.
All right, well, your dragon scales are going for 667.
I need two of them. So I would have to spend over 2,000 plat in order to make them grow.
Well, look, Antonia Bale at Fortuna says, not true, they drop in group instances. So that'd be interesting to find out where they drop.
Yeah, tell me, because
it's easier to get together with a group of people rather than trying to get in on raids.
I have not seen them drop in a group yet. The only time I've seen them drop is in a raid down to UT, Underdevs.
Bastards.
Well, you know, it is indeed supply and demand. Now, they won't be pricing them that high unless people are willing to pay that much. And so what intrigues me is how people get that much money. Now, granted, I spend a lot of me money on crafting stuff. So, I've got 100 plat to me name. And that's on brass, the highest level character, level 91. Oh, no, level 90. Not quite 91 yet. But anyway, it's tough, really. I mean, some people out there have the money.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I guess I would consider myself a hardcore casual player. You know, I love the game. I love the depth and complexity of it. But I sure as heck am not going to raise every week.
So that's my only complaint for the week.
That's your only complaint for the week? That means you're not trying hard enough.
Well, there was some other issues, but they got straightened up there for a while. In-game voice chat was really foobarred for some reason.
Oh.
It was not working. Not group chat. I mean, we get people invited into... like, we'd have to invite them into our guild chats almost. But that seems to have straightened out, and then also the veteran calls weren't working for some reason. They kept saying that you couldn't pull anybody in because they kept saying you were in battle. But that's gotten straightened out too, I've noticed.
That's interesting. I wonder what was wrong with that.
I know
when they first came in, they were really bogastic, and we used to complain about them all the time, but they seem to have been working well for a year or two. I'm getting old. I don't even remember. Somebody remind me when they came in. Which anniversary was that? I'm way too old to remember things like this. What we really need to do, you know what? I'm going to have a Norathian trivia contest at SOE Live. We're going to have to ask questions like that and see what we can come up with. People who know more weird factoids than I do.
What is Jethel's real name?
I pick D. Who cares?
Aww. I see how you are.
No, it's really weird. You know, when I go to SOE Live, nobody calls me Linda. Everyone calls me Brass.
Of course.
It's a much better name. Far, far more imaginative. Of course, I'll answer to anything if there's an ale involved. Hey, Ziplix, there's ale down in the lobby. I'll be right there.
I've actually... come up with a concept, and I'm going to have to use Photoshop to put it together. For a tattoo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks... the way it's going to look is very similar to what my... it's going to be impossible to find on Facebook now. Last month, I made a new icon for... cover art for my music. I'm going to try to find it. But it's going to be very similar to that. Except I also plan on putting an image of Brass in there.
Really?
It's going to be a nice EverQuest 2 tattoo. Hey, EverQuest 2 has been a part of my life for 13 years.
It's EverQuest, you mean the franchise in general.
Well, yeah, yeah. The franchise in general.
Mine too.
I honestly can't think of anything else that has made such an impact on my life. I mean, it got me Elquin.
And that's a terrific thing.
Yes, quest achievement.
In the epic quest.
You have found an Elquin.
Uber quest, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, she's keeping her happy. That's the problem.
Oh, what do you mean? I'm quite happy.
You are.
You don't understand a lot of stuff I do, though. Or why I do it.
Well, that's because you're a woman. If men could understand women, there would be no more mystery in the world.
There might be a few mysteries, quantum physics and so on.
Like, you wouldn't understand that I'm running the old instances for the void shards. Is that what they are?
Doing that for adornments, right?
Yeah, well,
okay, hard to understand
I'm running the instances for the void shards, like the ones in the Common Lands and Lava Storm, and I'll be heading over to Everfrost next. Because all the drops I'm getting are level 90, so I'm, using my transmuting skills to turn those into components that I can make adornments from.
Hey, I just got an upgrade for my my belt. I completed a quest and got the Hide Wrap of the Mist Panther.
As for me, I just completed the epic achievement for standing around and waving at people.
Yay!
I haven't moved a centimeter from where I logged in. Such a slacker.
That's okay. I announced my my carnival on my carnivorous island, and I've been standing there the whole time. No one's come. No one cares.
Well, they're busy camping dragon scales and things.
No, they're like, to hell with you and your
fancy pants carnival.
And your carnival. Tell us when it's open and we can win you platinum. That's all we care about.
Speaking of platinum.
Mm-hmm.
I need some more arrows.
Oh, God.
I have been going through the arrows like crazy, but I realized the other night why. I couldn't figure out, my God, I would go through like 3,000 arrows in an evening. That's only doing a few groups up in Sky Shrine. I can go into the solo instance up there in Drakkor Prime. It's supposed to be the hard solo one. And I one-shotted the boss dragon in there. And I went, wow, that's cool. And then I looked at my battle screen. It was like over 25 attacks with that one shot. And it's like, oh, that's where all my arrows are going. Wow.
We were wondering why that dragon just vaporized.
It's an amazing visual, doesn't it? I mean, you're not using a bow by that point. You're using a freaking bazooka.
Machine gun.
Yeah.
Well, in EQ1, Jethel's Stonewood compound bow was renamed the Bazooka of Kithakor.
Yes, it was.
I would hit True Shot on that sucker and kill damn near anything. It was named that when we were in, Sanctus Seru, the human city on Lugwin.
Yes.
Yep.
We were up there, and I was in there with some people who were a little bit lower than me, and they wanted me to pull. Well, I had gotten the achievement, Headshot. So anything that was a significant amount lower than me, I would kill instantly as long as it was human. And I'm running around, it's like, okay, here comes something. Well, what the hell? Completely forgot the headshot was active. Dead. Well, I don't think I can pull for you guys. And then they sent someone else to pull, and I would, of course, shoot an arrow at it, dead before I got to the group.
Oops.
Well, not sure if this is exactly what you guys wanted. Of course, we only wished it would work on dragons.
Well, it did just now, right. For me.
No, I mean in EverQuest 1.
That's true.
In EverQuest 1, Headshot only worked on humanoids that were not giant class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been funny.
The hey, Dragonon, how you doing? Uh-huh. Well, it's about that time. What else do we need to plug?
Don't know. I'm all done.
You plug the contest, these people Twitter. Need to...
I talked about the Poets Palace Dungeon Maker contest, talked about getting people out for SOE Live. I'm kind of run out of things to say.
We are still taking entries for our Devil's Carnival poster contest. This is actually, we're getting quite a turnout for this. I've already gotten 32 entrants as of right before the show started.
And what's the prize for that? 32 entrants.
It is it is a full-sized autographed poster.
From Terrence Zadunich.
From Terrence Zadunich and Darren Lynn Bousman, the people who created the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Darren Lynn Bousman, also the director of Saw 2, 3, 4, and 5. And
right.
Mother's Day and
11-11-11 and Repo.
And Repo the Genetic Opera. And it is autographed. It is a full size poster. It's like 2 by 4 feet or whatever the heck it is. And
we got it from a new person.
Yep. And we have that up at kithacore.org. We have some lyrics. We got a set of 3 lyrics up there with a link to the 30-second demos from the Devil's Carnival
soundtrack.
And you've got to locate those lyrics within those 30-second clips and send me the titles of the songs, and you are entered in. And next week on the Gentle Silverwing Show, on the 5th of June, we are going to see... by then, who knows, I might get 40 or so entrants. If we get 40, I will do a random 40 and see who won. There's a full-size movie poster, and you can find that at kithcore.org. And it's right now it's like the 5th entry down. It says TDC Lyric Contest, and there is a link there for you to see the actual... Well, not the actual poster. It's a poster. It's not the signed one.
Right.
The Devil's Carnival. Episode 1. And Episode 2 is now in the works. They recouped the money spent on Episode 1.
Good deal.
It's what we love about the this production. Like, no one got paid for this. They did it just because they loved the project. It was just for the love of the project. And everyone at the show was like, when's number 2 coming out? As soon as we recoup the money from Episode 1. Which is why they went coast to coast in a nationwide publicity tour, showing the movie and stuff like that.
Just like what they did for Reba.
Right.
So it's good.
So they recoup their money, so now they're starting to make part 2.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Time to do stuff like that.
If you've ever been to the Rocky Horror Picture Show live, it's a very is a very similar atmosphere.
Right.
I've got pictures
they had burlesque at ours. They have a little opening act, local opening act for each
city.
Yeah, each city. And
you gotta love burlesque.
Dwarves don't look so good in it.
What's that?
Dwarves don't look so good in it, so you gotta tell Doofus to stop crying out.
Doofu, put your pants back on!
It's those few pasties that really get to me on him.
I'm just coating myself in bacon grease! The dog! That dog! Oh, brother. So yeah, we're going to continue on that until next week, and we will announce the winner. Now, I've never heard of some of these names.
They're made up.
No, some of them I recognize as tutor students.
Oh, really?
Oh,
so fans of Terrence and Darren Lynn Bousman are
Yeah.
No, which means they might be listening to the show, which means they learn about EverQuest. It's a cultural exchange.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I did the initial advertising, Facebook and Twitter and stuff, I did link Daryl Lynn Balsman and Taryn DeSantis's Facebook and Twitter, so it probably showed up on their timelines. Because I didn't see anything at the devilscarnival.com in their forums or anything. Hey, they're finding out somehow. Hey, maybe I have the email address here of somebody famous.
Yeah. That's entirely possible. Somebody who will be famous one day.
Will be famous one day, yes.
Yeah, Linda is pretty famous.
Who?
Yours.
I'm not famous.
Yes, you are.
You're kidding me. I've got Brass's home address and phone number. Ha ha!
50 people that go to fanfare that know me. Nobody
50?
Else knows me. You guys know me. That's about it.
Well, that's kind of like the situation I'm in. Like, Matt, you're famous. I'm quasi-famous in a certain genre.
I have one other complaint. Oh. I have one of the Skyshine mechs, and they're so huge. He's always getting in my way. He has to stand right in front of me when I'm trying to aim at stuff. It's like, move!
I have a blocking pile
of whatever.
You know, there's a limit to bigger is better. You know, after a while, they just get in the way.
I need to shrink his little butt down. Well, he's not little.
Do you have a shrinky spell?
Not for Mac. Not for Mercs.
Yeah.
There has to be a way to shrink these guys in.
His gigantic metallic carcass!
Well, yeah, on something that, it would be really cool if you could actually hide behind them, but those mobs seem to sense where you are anyway.
Yeah, I know. I go right through them.
Alright. I'm tired. Voice is tired.
Alright, bugger off then.
The hell with you!
Oh, wait, it's your show.
So Brass and Eloquent will continue talking for the next 5 hours.
Oh, good lord, no. I've got two chores.
You got goats to feed.
Goats to feed, goats to milk.
Goat milk.
I think everyone comfortable for the night.
And the next time you come up to the state of Washington, you will be able to buy booze. At the store.
Yes.
You do not have to go to a liquor store anymore up here.
The state of Washington has passed
the law. Oh, you guys
are
becoming less Canadian then, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so funny, at the stores, at the grocery stores where it's coming, they have aisles set up with it, and it's all set up so far, but they have these gossamer curtains hanging over the aisles, the shelves, which is kind of funny.
We've got it, but you can't have it yet.
Special kind of unveiling of sin.
I guess so.
Well, it's kind of nice. You know, I want to pick up my coffee and my bread for toast and my, Jack Daniels all in the same place.
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah, that way you can have a proper balanced breakfast.
Bloody Marys.
Now, see, English breakfast is beans, eggs, all kinds of meat, stuff like that. So, dwarven breakfast would be meat, eggs, steak, beans, and big old mug of ale.
Three kinds of alcohol.
All right, that's it. I'm tired. All right, folks.
Okay. Have a great night,
Linda. Thank you so much for hopping on. We love having you here.
Oh, it's grand to be spending time with you both again.
And I can't wait for you to come on up and interview us and. I can't wait.
Oh, yes, you can, believe me. We are going to get so in your face. We're going to hate it.
Yeah, you're going to have a camera
in
my
face.
You're
going to
love it. And I can't wait for you to see my... Hun, thank you so much for that grill. That grill.
You do. That was his early Father's Day present.
At first I heard that as girdle. I thought he said girdle. I don't want to see your girdle.
Wait till you see me girdle.
All right, I'd be happy to view your grill.
They call it the iron girdle, the iron keg.
Where do you see the size of this grill?
It's round, it has stacks.
It's like an oral drum. It's freaking huge.
Oh, okay. Let me just point out, 30 seconds ago, Jessel was so tired he was ready to fall over and sleep. Then we started talking about his grill. Suddenly, he's wide awake and animated again. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
He's really excited about that thing.
I love
it's
it.
A man's world.
Man.
Grill is a manly sport.
And I don't allow the boy to touch it.
Well, except to bring it out and cover it.
Well, yeah, he can take the cover off. That's it.
Maybe he's allowed to clean it?
Nope, I clean it.
Well, he has to work his way up to that.
Ooh. That's right. He can. I allow him to bring the salt and pepper out to me while I'm grilling. That's about it right now. All right, folks. Linda, thank you so much for coming on.
Have a grand evening, all.
You too. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. I'll have the podcast up probably tomorrow, maybe tonight, not sure yet. And thanks for coming on. Next week, who knows, we may have somebody else here. We might have another contest. We might have a goat.
I'm putting stamps on it right now. I got stuff in the mailbox tomorrow.
I can't wait to see the look on our mail carrier's face. All right, good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese Aunt Nibbleman.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground. This is a Knoll.
And this is a Drunken Dwarf getting his face eaten off by a badger.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.